Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
Of Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Well, we're certainly thankful to have you with us tonight, Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. If you missed the first hour with Donald J. Trump Jr., go to the podcast page and get it on SoundCloud or iTunes. And I know that lots of you do, because we have literally hundreds of downloads every weekend from the Radio Night Live podcast. And I know that lots of you don't listen live. You do it on your own time. But this hour, we're going to open up the ladies' lounge. Yes, we are. Because I'm excited to have my next guest back. And it's been a long time since she's been with us at the microphone of any Kevin McCullough radio broadcast, but especially here on Radio Night Live. In fact, I don't think she's ever been with us. But she has written a book that I believe is going to be not only a bestseller, it will come to be somewhat of a textbook for universities and people that really want to understand the facts of what has happened with illegal immigration in recent years. Called Open Borders, Inc., Who's Funding America's Destruction? And it's a book whose time has come, because if you think back to 2016, the number one overriding issue for why people voted, went to his rallies, came out, was because they felt like their country was slipping away from them, and they did not want to see that happen. And sadly, the Democratic majority in the House and those that have worked against the president have tried to stymie him from being able to do anything about it tangibly. But I'm so glad to have my next guest back with us. It's been a long, long time as we open the Ladies' Lounge tonight. It's been a long, long time since Michelle Malkin has been here. But, Michelle, it is a pleasure to have you back.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
So why has immigration always been something that's had your attention in almost a laser focus, like almost nothing else?
Well, it's personal for me. My parents came here from the Philippines in 1970. They were legal immigrants, so they had to jump through all the hoops that existed back then. And they did so willingly and gratefully. They learned English before they set foot on American soil. They paid many legal fees. They had to undergo health screenings, and they had to offer something unique to the country, not only in terms of their professional skills, but also in terms of their expressed love of our founding principles. And they passed that on to their children, myself and my younger brother. And as long as I've made a living exercising the First Amendment, I have tried to make clear that I have always believed, as my parents taught me, that citizenship and the presence that we have here in this country is a privilege, not a right, and that it is a very, very precious privilege that should be protected and guarded as our founding fathers envisioned. And that's not what happened, especially over the last 25, 30 years that I've been working as a professional journalist.
It's been an issue that has dated us, I think, for most of the entirety of my adult life. So going back all the way to Reagan, we began to have the seedlings of the problem that we have today. But it's different now, and this is an argument that you make in your book, in that it is being aggressively funded by interests hostile to America. Is that correct?
That is correct, and that explains why, ever since the 1986 Immigration Reform and Control Act, the second part of that bargain, which was supposed to be full enforcement of the law in exchange for a one-time amnesty of millions of illegal aliens, has never come to fruition. It's because there are too many profiteers in the business sector, nonprofits, among religious institutions, and international organizations that have all colluded to make sure that full enforcement of the law never is actually achieved in America.
Let's talk about how this is being done. Now, obviously, there's, you know, political players that are staking out ground and turf, if you will. Some people saying we need to be kind, we need to be helpful and allow people to come and pursue the American dream. As you noted in your own parents' story, though, that was always in the past something that we looked at on a merit basis. There was always something that that person was willing to contribute to America. Today we have the unprecedented kind of phenomenon of people coming here to get our benefits without. And when I say this sometimes to people, Michelle, they look at me like I'm half crazy. But that's true, is it not?
Of course it's true. And right at the beginning of the book, I break down open borders by the numbers. And I mentioned that the estimated annual cost of illegal immigration to taxpayers, both at the local, state, and, yes, the federal level, is anywhere between $16 and $54.5 billion a year. When you have open borders and you marry it to a massive welfare state, the result is catastrophic for the people who are here legally or native-born.
In understanding that, then, why isn't there a greater push by the population at large to oppose what, in essence, has become de facto open borders?
Well, there are a number of factors. And one problem is that you have the establishment of an entire political and ideological infrastructure that makes it impossible to speak up on behalf of immigration enforcement without being labeled a hate speech monger or a hate monger or a xenophobe or a racist. And I've encountered this for my entire career, all the way back to the first book that I wrote, which was called Evasion in 2002.
Right.
We're going to be marking the 18th anniversary of the 9/11 jihad attacks, and that's what inspired me to write that first book. Well, nowadays, you can't even say the word invasion without being accused of hate or without being targeted by Silicon Valley overlords who are deliberately targeting immigration enforcement patriots. There's an incredible amount of fear that has been ginned up by groups in large part underwritten by George Soros, many of them tax-exempt nonprofits, like the Southern Poverty Law Center, that spend every waking moment demonizing the political opponents.
Well, and okay, and that takes care of the kind of the marketing and media class. You know, certainly the smears, but aren't the everyday average individuals torn up about this? And have they just lost the ability to think that their voice matters anymore? I mean, what's keeping Joe Taxpayer from saying I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, too. And obviously, if you referred to the 2016 election, there were results. There were people who finally were so fed up that they weren't going to be racked by fear when they went to the ballot box. And it has been a great respite. Personally, I think that there's much more that the Trump administration can be doing, but they're up against, you know, a huge amount of forces in this respect. I think a lot of it, too, is just that ordinary Americans are busy putting food on the table and working full-time, and they cannot in any sort of, commensurate way match the full-time grievance mob that's out there.
Right.
That's aided and abetted by the open borders media. And Hollywood, which I have an entire chapter on as well.
Yeah, we're talking with Michelle Malkin, and let me just quickly give you the book. It's Open Borders, Inc., Who's Funding America's Destruction? It is a thick volume. It is one of the, I think, longest books Michelle may have written. And everything in the index is written in very tiny little print. So I'm thinking there's a lot of research that went into this. And, friends, it's going to be a very handy book for you as you're having discussions with people going into 2020. You're going to be able to look and see everything that she's documented here, and as always, written with that distinct Michelle Malkin style, which is so winsome and at the same time so informative. Michelle, let's talk about the things that we can do to begin to take control in our everyday lives. Now, one of the reasons I ask this is because last week The only conviction that occurred in the Kate Steinle case got overturned by the courts. And it wasn't even a conviction for murder. It was just possession of an illegal firearm. And the man who walked in that case had been deported, I think, five times. I believe he was a seven-time felon. And the courts in California basically just said, no harm, no foul here, more or less. That's the bill of reconciliation that's been given to the Steinle family. Well, we tried, but, better luck next time.
And I think that they deserved a lot better. And what I'm curious about, and we're going to take a break, Michelle, but when we come back, get your take not only on that, but the implication that we can continue to not do much about the situation at the border and still have a country even a year or so from now. I mean, it's really just that bad. The book is called Open Borders, Inc. Who's Funding America's Destruction? Michelle Malkin, my special guest, and we return with that conversation in the Ladies Lounge when we continue here on Kevin McCullough Radio, Radio Night Live, right here. Don't go anywhere. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What a little moonlight can do.
Oh, man, talk about a gorgeous shot of Lower Manhattan. There's the Freedom Tower. Something's blinking on top of, what is that? Is that World Trade 7 or 3 or something? Anyway, it's a gorgeous shot, and it's a gorgeous night. Hope you're having a good night. Thank you for being with us. Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. We love being with you on Saturday nights. And thank you to great radio stations like WPG in Atlantic City. Thank you to a tremendous television partnership with Biz TV to get us all across the country. If you'd like to watch us, we are live on social media. You can watch us on Periscope or Twitter or YouTube. We've got all of that, and then we also archive all that, so it's easy to see on the social media. We podcast. You can go back and grab our episodes on SoundCloud or on iTunes. It's very simple. Just look for Kevin McCullough or Kevin McCullough Radio or KMC Radio, whichever one is the easiest. But Radio Night Live is part of the entire Kevin McCullough universe that we put out on radio. Actually, we broadcast, believe it or not, portions of 7 days every week. So there's, plenty of new stuff for you to get caught up to speed on if you're trying to stay on top of the news as it's happening and have some sort of idea of what it means and why it matters. Anyway, we're speaking with Michelle Malkin in tonight's Ladies Lounge, and I'm so thankful to have her back after a five-year hiatus. Her current book is called Open Borders, Inc., and it's all about who's funding America's destruction. And, Michelle, before we went to the break, I was thinking about the Kate Steinle story and how the conviction that her murderer had, only one count, not for firing the gun, not for any possession of an illegal weapon, was overturned just a week or so ago. And he was a five-time deportee. He was a seven-time felon, should have never been in the country, should have never found that gun, should have never been able to be in a position to accidentally fire it so that she died in her father's arms bleeding out on the pier in San Francisco saying, "Daddy, please help me." It's really incredible. So I think American people look at this situation that you're writing about in your book and they say, we're never going to win this. There's too many. The entire state of California is working against us. How can we possibly win this? What do you say to people that have given into that idea?
Well, I have at the end of the book what I call my Border Defenders Action Plan. And it's exactly this feeling of hopelessness that I intend to address. There are small things and large things that we can do to change the open borders calculus. And one thing is just in our own life, doing everything we can not to fund Open Borders, Inc. And I mentioned Hollywood. Well, you know, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend have just been another one of these, you know, trademark spats with President Trump.
Right.
And I report in the book that that couple gave at least $1.3 million to the Soros-supported American Civil Liberties Union in order for that organization to wage lawsuits on behalf of illegal aliens. Kate Steinle's family can't even get standing in a court of law to try and hold the murderer accountable in a civil suit. And yet you've got all of these illegal alien lawyers, lobby associations out there crusading on behalf of the illegal alien rights. So, you know, if there was any reason at all to boycott the entertainment industry, I think that their concerted assault on immigration enforcement, to me, argues as the largest threat to our safety and security. And then with the legal community, I mean, there are all these district attorneys who are turning their backs on enforcing the rule of law. You've got police chiefs who refuse to cooperate with ICE. And there are things that people can do at the local and state level to turn those people out. I think there needs to be also a larger understanding of the role of judicial tyranny in all of this. And
right.
It's not just the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Many of these judges are elected, and so they should be unelected
right.
or impeached.
Absolutely. Well, and I think that, to be candid, I think one of the most powerful things that the Trump administration has accomplished, and I know that he hasn't been on the wall or on the border what he wanted to be, but the fact that we have 200 to 300 new judges that have been approved and have been appointed in those the circuit level and the higher level courts, even the two Supreme Court justices that we've gotten. I think eventually that's where we do begin to win some of this sovereignty back. But right now it feels like, even if the laws are worded the right way, that the average citizen is being abused by politicians that choose not to do their job. And I've always thought, well, you've got to win City Hall, and then you win the governor's mansion, and then you go after the federal level. And if you can begin to turn those races, it's just a question of whether or not people are going to have the fortitude to stay engaged. And Michelle, that's really hard in this day and age, given all the things that you cited earlier. We're busy paying our taxes, raising our kids, you know, trying to be helpful human beings in every respect possible. And then we're also told that we're just crummy because we don't want people to come to America. I mean, it's a hard job to be, a conscientious American citizen, patriot, in a patriotic sense, loving our country and trying to do what's right.
It is, but I think it's more imperative than ever that people get off the sidelines. And I have never been one to simply preach but not practice.
Right.
And I'll give you a concrete example of that. On Labor Day, I was able to muster up 200 patriots in Colorado, my adopted home state, to hold a Stand with ICE rally at the Aurora, Colorado detention facility, where social justice warriors had laid siege to the facility and tore down the American flag and raised a Mexican flag over it. That happened in July. On Labor Day, I thought to myself, look, conservatives always make the excuse that we have to work and we don't have time to do these kinds of grassroots organizing. Well, on Labor Day, everybody was off.
That's right.
And so it was fantastic. It was really the first time we had seen anything like this since the Trump administration came into office, and the left has had this war on ICE that they've been waging. And
right.
So I report on the financial backing that the Abolish ICE movement has gotten, and it's escalating. You've got these Antifa thugs and others who are shooting at ICE facilities in San Antonio. There was an attack on an ICE facility in Tacoma where an Antifa thug left a manifesto after he was shot to death by police who were defending that ICE facility, encouraging other Antifa thugs to wage violence. And yet, what do they do, Kevin? They always accuse us of inciting violence and hate when really it's just psychological projection of the worst kind.
Yeah, no. Well, there's no doubt about that. And the Antifa uprising has really been, I don't know, to me, it's very something that we should be concerned about because it is turning into abject lawlessness in cities where they're given a free hand, Portland and Seattle and even San Francisco, and some of the activities that have gone on there just doesn't seem like America or the America, at least, that I perceived to be growing up in when I was many years ago. Let me ask you, turn the page just a little bit on this, because I know that you're a person of faith. I think you've spoken about that in the past. I am. My listeners know that I am. And there has been some confusion by faith institutions as it relates to this, and you identify that in the book. And I'm just curious if you'd speak to that for a second in terms of how people are, they may participate in a church that seems to hold a differing viewpoint than what we're talking about today. But do that when we come back, because the music means we are up against the break. It's Kevin McCullough. It is Radio Night Live, and we are live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A Chicago police officer is in stable condition after being shot Saturday morning on the south side of town. The suspected shooter is believed to be the fugitive Michael Blackman, who was responsible for another shooting that happened last week. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot on the bravery of her city's officers.
We were reminded of the sacrifice our officers make every day to protect the residents in the city that we love.
California Senator and 2020 hopeful Kamala Harris is striking with McDonald's workers in Iowa to demand a $15 hourly wage and the right to form a union.
We know that we are fighting for the best of who we are as a nation, and we know the greatest power in our fight is the people.
Harris did not address the fact that many McDonald's where the minimum wage is higher, the cashiers are being replaced with kiosks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys.
Live look on Fifth Avenue right here in New York City. So glad you're with us. And just before we went to the break, I was asking Michelle Malkin, who is with us in the ladies' lounge tonight, about faith and how it fits into the immigration issue. Michelle, it's one of those things where sometimes I think people get confused because a priest or a pastor may say something, but how does it fit in terms of your theory about the open borders discussion?
Be made transparent. I think that there is a perversion of the Bible and an exploitation of scripture, sort of selective reading, to argue in favor of completely undermining our sovereignty. It's like Romans doesn't even exist to these people.
That's true.
And, you can't have religious freedom and religious liberty if you don't have a sovereign country in the first place to defend. And I've already gotten in trouble with some of these groups, but I think that more immigration enforcement Catholics and other Christians especially need to make their voices heard, because what we've had is essentially a social justice hijacking of these institutions to serve the cause of open borders.
Yeah. Well, and I would say, being an evangelical, that, you know, our traditional strength has been that we've always held to sola scriptura, that the text matters more than anything else, and that we need to, make it all authoritative. But as the evangelical population has kind of turned away from strict adherence to scripture and kind of gotten more into culturally, let's go along to get along kind of mentality, and there is definitely a section of evangelicalism that's doing that, you're seeing the open borders argument just start to take over in that arena, similar to what you're describing in certain regions of the Catholic Church. And I think that's troublesome. I was always envious of Catholics when Benedict was in, because I was like, I want a guy like that with our side. But now that I've seen
Francis.
Yeah, now that I've seen Francis, I'm not so convinced of that anymore. Hey, let me ask you, go off book completely for a second. And by the way, please buy Michelle's book, Open Borders, Inc., Who's Funding America's Destruction. And friends, it is completely happening. You want to see the end of America, look at what's going on at our border. In your earlier career, you were... I would say one of the leading forces in the interwebs being renovated for the purpose of communication and getting the message out and really establishing kind of that first form alternative media that eventually gave birth to the Tea Party and then eventually probably was responsible for the election of Donald Trump. But I'm just curious as to where we sit in this age right now as you look back and you think, you know, when you started Hot Air and Twitchy and you still operate MichelleMalkin.com, what are the biggest changes in media, and what's the next level of something that you see? Where do you think we're going with this? And is it something that the government's going to get in charge of and try to tax and try to take away from us, or are we still going to have an open frontier to be able to have that kind of transparent communication that you advocated for so strongly?
I feel sad when I think about the trajectory of new media, old new media, I suppose it is by now. It was an exciting time when any citizen could plant a flag on the World Wide Web and this incredible frontier and feel as if they could, make a career out of it, exercise their free speech without any kind of concern that the plug would be pulled in an arbitrary manner. And that's where we are today. We have Silicon Valley overlords that have openly declared their opposition to a second Trump presidency. And, of course, it's much more than just about sort of partisan or electoral concerns. I've dubbed it Silicon Valley Sharia, what's happening, this enforcing of this code. And I have so many friends, and I talk about this in Open Borders, Inc., because there's an intersection here of the limiting of free speech on issues of sovereignty and the larger war against free speech by many of the people who helped create these frontiers in the first place. And again, you have to follow the money to find the truth. You've got Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey, who do not believe in a sovereign country and are doing everything that they can to purge the Internet of people who espouse views like mine.
Which is disheartening at best and dangerous at worst. I mean, I think that if we are really able to, and somebody told me the other day, and I forget, maybe it was someone at Fox, I don't remember, but they said that 50 or 10 years ago, oh, it was Judith Miller, there were 10 to 15 years ago, there were 50 different major companies that owned, 90% of the media across the country. Today there are 15. And it's becoming a smaller and smaller group of single individuals at the top of every one of those food chains that then gets to make the decision down the line. And I had not realized that consolidation had gone that quickly, but that is a frightening thing to realize. That
stay with us, Michelle, when we come back, some final thoughts. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
KMC. All right, Calvin McCullough, glad to have you back with us. Radio Night Live, the place that you're tuned. As you can see, Times Square is packed tonight. And we've got some breaking news on Decision 2020. By the way, Michelle had to run. It's late on Saturday, so we forgive her. She's a busy mom. But we do have extended discussion with Michelle Malkin housed on the podcast. So if you will go and get the podcast, you'll get even more than you got tonight. And a big thanks to her for being with us for the Ladies Lounge. We appreciate that. All right, breaking news out of the Decision 2020. Let's roll the bumper again. I didn't get to do my election voice. It's Decision 2020. Something. There we go. Decision 2020, exclusive coverage on Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Okay, here we go. For the first time, friends, in Iowa, someone other than Joe Biden has taken the lead in the newest Des Moines Register Iowa poll tonight. It marks the first time that the senator from Massachusetts leads both Vice President Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders in the first caucus state in this poll, the Des Moines Register poll. According to the new survey, Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, now leads narrowly at 22%, with Biden at 20, Sanders at 11. No other candidate reached double digits. Pete Buttigieg is at 9% in fourth place. Kamala Harris is at 6. Yeah, that rounds out the top 5. So there you go. So here's what, and I've been noting this in my kind of daily observations. She's been coming on strong. She has the most detailed policy proposals of any of the candidates for the Democrats. She doesn't stand up and say completely weird stuff. And I've got a sample. You want to understand why Joe Biden is not, you know, the... First of all, he's never done well in the presidential polling. Like, when he's run the 15,000 other times he's run for president, he's never gotten more than 6%. I mean, this is really... anybody that told him he was going to be president, they were selling him a pipe dream. But he was with a group of people today, and he was asked about his support for LGBTQ, LMFSDZYX, and he gave the answer about one of the things that he feels like is so very highly important and very high priority to him. Listen to how he prioritizes this.
So many of them. And so, yes. And by the way, in prison, mm-hmm. the determination should be mm-hmm. that your sexual identity is defined by what you say it is, not what, in fact, the prison says it is. And in that case, you should be entitled also to OGBYN. Anyway,
OBGYN?
Question.
MICKEYMOUSE? What? Sorry, what the heck is he talking about? In prison, he was asked, should you allow trans women, men, to live in the women's prisons? Play the cut again, because nobody can say it like Joe Biden can. This is Joe Biden in response to should they allow trans women to live in the women's prison? Listen.
So many of them. And so, yes. And by the way, in prison.
Yes.
In prison. The determination should be that your sexual identity is defined by what you say it is, not what, in fact, the prison says it is. And in that case, you should be entitled also to OGBYN. Anyway.
Anyway, let's turn the page, because I don't even know if trans women need OBGYNs, said Joe Biden in his head. You can always tell when the monkeys have gotten up into the attic, because he's all of a sudden like cutting himself. I think I've run out of time. No, Mr. Biden, it's not a debate. There's no time limit on the question. You can continue to answer the question. No. It's someone else's turn. You're the only one here. So what you see right there is why Elizabeth Warren is now surging, at least in Iowa. And I believe that she or Bernie Sanders will eventually be the nominee. And the reason I think that is twofold. One, I think their voters are very similar. So I think the Bernie bros are just as socialist and just as, left-wing as Warren supporters. But the whole group of them together would probably just love either one of them to get the nomination. They are very different than the few voters that Biden was holding on to that are, you know, church-going union workers that just believe in big government. The Bernie bros, the Elizabeth Warren voters, they do want trans women to have OBGYN services provided for free. Not for prisoners, for everybody. I personally can just say I don't want my tax dollars ever spent on an OBGYN for me. I will never need an OBGYN under any circumstances. My wife, that's a different story. But this is how ridiculous and truly awful the ideas that Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders will put forward. But Joe Biden has had to play this game just to be relevant. He's had to say, "Well, I'm gonna jump into the mix, and I'm gonna say the nuttiest things I can just so that we make that happen." Anyway, if you've got an opinion about it, we're taking phone calls 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And always glad to engage your discussion. There's also, you know, this discussion today about whether or not Joe Biden and his dealings with the Ukraine should be considered, given the fact that the president has, you know, asked the Ukraine to look into what is happening with the whistleblower story. The whistleblower, by the way, that we found out tonight, has no personal first-hand knowledge of any of the stuff that they're reporting, which is kind of weird. Whistleblower has no direct knowledge of the communications. An official briefed on the matter told CNN. So we got that. Anyway, phone lines open. Few minutes left. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. And if you would like to go with us to Israel, friends, time is running short. September 30th, you're going to lose the $150 additional discount off the $2,800 price tag to go to Israel. Would you consider going with us? If you're considering it, if you're thinking about it, get the deposit in now. You will save $150. You will also save on airfare because right now airfare is much cheaper than it will be closer to the time we go in February. So there's a lot of reasons why you should make that decision and go ahead and do it now. Coming back, final few minutes, it's Kevin McCullough. This is Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code...
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, Kevin McCullough, and we're getting breaking news from Iowa. In fact, let's go on the ground live. We have a correspondent calling from Iowa. Actually, he's a good guy. He calls us on a very regular basis, Frank in Des Moines. Frank, welcome. Good to have you on Radio Night Live. The new Des Moines Register poll says Warren is up. She is surging. Biden and Bernie are slipping. Is she going to win the nomination in Iowa? What's your think?
They teased that last night with Reka Basu on CNN. I say it's probably Warren's for the taking, but because she has little support among black constituencies, she's probably going to add on Kamala Harris for a running mate.
As her running mate, yeah.
Because that'll probably be the ticket. They floated Stacey Abrams a lot, but I think Kamala will probably be, because she's the one that's the most liked by the Obamas.
Right.
But, the funniest thing I saw on Facebook was talking about, if there's all this white privilege, why did Elizabeth Warren have to claim to be Native American to get ahead in life? I can't wait till they have that debate. But as far as Joe Biden, he wasn't on his game when he was on his game 30 years ago.
Right, right. He's definitely not on whatever that was now.
You know, he wasn't any good when he was any good. But the bottom's falling out of him. And as far as Bernie Sanders is concerned, they only went for Bernie last time because, the alternative was Hillary. And now they've got a younger, more peppy version of Hillary and Elizabeth Warren, so Bernie and his bros aren't going anywhere. So as far as I'm concerned, it's Elizabeth Warren's for the taking.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I think that she's making moves. She's starting to get bigger crowds than most of the rest of them, and she's still not doing what Trump's doing in opposite states, but they're trying to claim that she is, and I think it's full of phony baloney. But anyway, Frank, I always appreciate your insights. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. Kevin McCullough, 888-340-3373. I also have a voicemail attached to that phone number, and we will listen to it all week. If you leave a message, I'm the only one that gets them. So you can rest assured that your phone call will be heard. By the way, some of you writing for more information about the Israel trip, again, only 7 days left to knock off another $150 from the $2,800 base price for the trip. I surely hope that you'll consider going. Send me an email, kmcradio@gmail.com. I'll send you all the information, including the itinerary and including a complimentary copy of my ebook called From Shiloh to Shalom, 100-plus pages of pictures of Israel and what we will see and what we will experience, very, very similar to what we did when I went the first time and published that book. But send me that email, kmcradio@gmail.com, kmcradio@gmail.com. And until next time, thanks for being here. Have a good one.
And I don't stand the ghost of a chance with you.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
I've got a great...